Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I live this from the NFL Network is the great Mike Garofalo. Hi, Michael.
How we doing, Ange? How's everybody?
Mike, I know you were in the Zoom call yesterday for Jeff Lurie's news conference. On a national level, Mike, how surprising is it that the Eagles let go of Doug Peterson 3 years after he won a Super Bowl?
Yes, I would say folks are very surprised. They do not necessarily understand the market, the organization, the dynamics that were at play with Doug Peterson. And I'm not even going to say the front office. I'm going to say Doug Peterson and Jeffrey Lurie, because I think that that's what this boils down to. So, you know, a lot of folks have asked me, I've explained it, and at least as best I can, and I guess they sort of understand it, but they just can't believe that an organization that just won its first Super Bowl can dispose of a head coach that quickly.
Well, Mike, there's really one major thing that is on the fan of the Eagles this morning here in Philadelphia, and that is, how does Doug get fired, but Howie doesn't? Can you explain how Howie not only survives? I don't think there was one word of criticism for him in a 42-minute news conference. Explain that to us, Mike.
The best explanation that I can give you, I can give you twofold, right? I can give you that Jeffrey Lurie loves Howie Roseman almost like a son to him, right? I mean, that's number one. Number two is, you know, Howie's track record. And this is where I, you know, there's no question that Howie Roseman in the front office could have done a better job over the last couple of years. There's no question, right? No doubt about it. I mean, we see where the team is right now. The other part of it is that in the decade that he's been here, they won that first Super Bowl that I was talking about, and they've been competitive, you know, most of the time that he's been the general manager since 2010. So that's what Jeffrey Lurie is looking at. I believe he's also looking at the fact that Howie, for all intents and purposes, got fired when Chip Kelly basically was handed all the power that he wanted, or even though he claimed he didn't want it, that he really wanted. And Howie was able to not only bring him back, but quickly bring him back, right? So I think that that's what Jeffrey Lurie's looking at, it saying, hey, it's 2021. We could probably be competitive again by 2022. That's what he's thinking in his head. We'll see if he's right, Ange.
I don't know. Yeah, but what I'm concerned about is that he has evaluated Howie, and he crowed yesterday about all these brilliant minds surrounding Howie, five who are potential GMs in the NFL, and they haven't had a good draft in 6 years. And I'm trying to understand, if you have all these brilliant football minds there, how do you somehow rationalize it yourself that you missed out on Metcalf, you missed out on Jefferson, you missed out on Dillard, you made a terrible pick on Dillard? How many of these do you have to do before you no longer crow about the acumen of your front office?
Yeah, as Jeffrey Lurie is wont to do, and he overstates things sometimes to make a point, and basically saying that they – I mean, I was waiting for him to say that they're a GM factory. I thought that that's what was coming next.
I said that today, and then Mike Lombardi thought he said it. He kept quoting him almost. they're a quarterback factory, Mike. They're not a GM factory.
Well, what he meant to say was, you know, hey, we've done a good job of compiling talent in the front office and developing. I mean, you can't really say they developed Andrew Berry because he was there for a cup of coffee.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of like if they hang on to John Dorsey and he winds up getting another general manager job next year, you can't really say they developed him.
Right.
But Lurie's point was that they continue to, you know, Howie's got a good does a good job of bringing people in to work with him. identify talent. You know, I think a lot of people want to work with John Dorsey now, and he's saying that basically he's able to bring him in. But to say that they have five future GMs in the building right now is classic Lori overstating it. But back to your initial point, I think the issue is that there's been too many chefs in the kitchen, right? I'm not in the room, but I've had conversations. I believe the Jefferson one last year, this past draft, was a result of the coaching staff saying he's a slot guy, and that's not important in our offense. He's not going to see the football nearly as much as an outside receiver, a tight end, or even a running back out of the backfield. And so I think that swayed them into taking Rager, who they felt like was going to be a threat on the outside. Now, listen, it still comes down to Howie and the scouts saying, you guys are wrong.
Yep.
He's more than just a slot guy. We've got to take him here, and you're going to use him. Like, that's still what it comes down to. But I would say that Jeffrey Lurie probably realizes or thinks that, okay, the coaches were the ones that were wrong on a lot of these draft picks, and now I'm going to turn back with a new coaching staff, and Howie and Dorsey or whoever is going to get us back on the right track, and we'll hit some drafts better. Yes,
I'm really supposed to believe that the guy who's not allowed to pick his own staff was picking a draft choice in Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
The guy that they won't allow him to pick his own staff, they're allowing to pick the draft pick. I'm supposed to believe that.
No, I mean, that's the evaluation. And like I said, it comes down to Howie in the end having final say over these things.
Howie. They
know you're wrong. Yeah. But see, and this is why I think a lot of folks are looking at Howie Roseman saying he's got to go, and they're critical of him because he's not a talent guy, right? He's a salary cap guy. That's the way he came up. So he's not necessarily a football evaluation guy, and that's why I think a lot of people say, get a guy in there who can just make the picks himself and evaluate the things himself. Howie's whole thing has been collaboration, right? In the end, it comes down – listen, the buck stops with him with the draft. There's no question about it. I'm just telling you that is the evaluation I'm sure that Jeffrey Lurie is making on this one. And I do believe this. I'll add this. I mentioned that it's Lurie and Peterson. This was a Jeffrey Lurie decision. There's a triumvirate in this organization of Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, and Don Smolenski. And I believe it was strictly the one out of the three on this one, Lurie, with regard to the coaching staff and with regard to the decision to fire Doug Peterson. I truly believe that.
Mike Garofalo is awesome. You can watch him on NFL Network all the time. Mike, we love talking to you. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Some great insight from Mike Garofalo about what's going on, Al. All I'm telling you is Lurie is the guy making the final decisions.
Lurie's making all these decisions.
We're in a
lot
of trouble.
Mike's right.
I watched him for 42 minutes yesterday, Al, and I lost my appetite for dinner.
Can you imagine being in draft meetings and listening to that?
I can't. No. Rhea, what I came away from is this. Doug Peterson finally got through 5 years of listening to that pontificating from not just him, but Howie. And you know what he said? I can't do it. I know how to get fired. I'll tell him I want Corey Unlin as my defensive coordinator. That ought to get it done. Right, Josie?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think when Jeff Lurie said to Doug Peterson yesterday at his mansion in Florida, if he said to him, Doug, I don't think this is going to work. We got to let you go. What do you think Lurie's reaction was? I'm sorry, what do you think Peterson was thinking in that moment?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm sure
he was.
Got
2 years guaranteed, still on his contract.
I will tell you, I don't think they're having that meeting if the last game of the season did not turn into the debacle that it did.
Well, he's putting that on Doug, too, and I don't believe the owner when he's saying it was Doug's decision to play Sudfeld. It's not true.
If that game did not end up going the way it went,
yep.
Doug
He'd
Peterson
still be
still
here.
Coaching the team.
How weird is that? 215-592-9495. I tell you what I'm going to do when we get back. The social media was on fire yesterday from 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock. We're going to take you inside the thoughts of the fans in the moment, plus a montage of the interesting remarks made yesterday by Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time is 836. 836-
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.